Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleagues Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online and Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. We explore the intricacies of Hunter Biden's business these last years, in particular, how it is that he can claim he doesn't have any business dealings with overseas enterprises at this moment, when in fact he negotiated for a 10% piece of a large company that's now worth several billion dollars in China. Andrew McCarthy explains that the rights to that 10% was transferred to a man who appeared in the courtroom beside Hunter Biden in the Delaware federal court, where the plea deal was rejected by the federal court, leaving everybody dejected. One man emerging from the courtroom named Kevin Morris. He's the man who has helped Hunter Biden get through his bad patch with unpaid back taxes and selling perhaps some of his paintings. Hunter Biden now presents himself as an artist. So ask yourself, who is Kevin Morris? Here's Andrew McCarthy's response.
This became an issue because now President Biden was trying to distinguish himself from then President Trump by saying that his family would not conduct overseas business, which I think actually is quite a remarkable thing, given what we now know about the Biden family business structure of getting these millions of dollars of payments from overseas. But that was the commitment that was made. And the inconvenience for the Bidens was that Hunter had this 10% stake in an investment fund that was backed by the Bank of China and other big people and institutions that are connected in various ways to the regime of Xi Jinping. He started this relationship in 2013 when he went to Beijing with his father, then Vice President Biden, to strike this arrangement with the Chinese. To make a long story short, that investment fund was capitalized at the beginning with only $4.2 million on paper. But given the fact that of its connection to the Chinese government, it had availability to it of lots of investment opportunities that wouldn't be available to somebody who wasn't, or an institution that wasn't connected to the Chinese government. It now has over $2 billion under management. Some studies that have been done, as Peter Schweitzer has reported, indicate that over the life of such a fund, it would earn hundreds of millions of dollars. So the stake is worth a lot more than $420,000, as Hunter Biden has claimed. It's probably worth many millions of dollars. But the embarrassment for the Biden family, or for President Biden, was that he had promised during the campaign that his family would not have investments such as that. And Hunter continued to hold on to it even after Biden was president. So they were dogged by the media, well, as much as the media dogs the Biden administration, about what happened to Hunter's 10% stake in this partnership with the Chinese Communist Party, or elements of it. And finally, sort of cryptically, he claimed at the end of 2021 that he had divested both of any control over the limited liability company that he had established to hold this investment and the investment itself. But he wouldn't say who it was transferred to. And now it has emerged that it was transferred to Kevin Morris. There are documents that that show this to be the case. And I just think it's an interesting bit because we don't know exactly how much this 10% stake is worth, but you know, what we've seen in the last year is Morris extended close to $3 million to pay Hunter's back taxes. He's reportedly a purchaser of some of Hunter Biden's art. Hunter now considers himself an artist and a prodigy for It seems that deep-pocketed Democrats have paid up to, like, I think I saw $1.3 million for this novice artist's works of art. And we get it. We have a big problem trying to find out who it is who's actually making these purchases, but it's been reported that Morris is among them. So the question's always been, what is Morris getting out of extending all of these millions of dollars for Hunter's behalf? And I think this may be some of the explanation.
I'm John Batchelor.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.